The people of Ireland are heading to the polls today in a referendum on the European Union's reform treaty. Ahead of the poll, Prime Minister Brian Cowen declared that the vote was just as important as Ireland's 1973 decision to join the European Union. He also said it would determine the direction of the country not only the coming months and years, but for decades. Dr. John Gary is a senior lecturer in comparative political science at Queen's University, Belfast. He spoke to us about some of the issues that still concern voters.
I still think that an awful lot of the issues are extremely hotly contested. For example, the issues of neutrality, taxation and abortion and workers' rights, which were particularly sensitive issues at Lisbon 1, are still quite sensitive at Lisbon 2, and there still isn't a huge consensus as to whether the Lisbon Treaty actually does affect any of these issues. There's more of a feeling now compared to Lisbon 1 that taxation and abortion are unlikely to be affected by the Lisbon Treaty. But the jury is still out in terms of workers' rights and neutrality, even though the government tried to get guarantees from their European partners on all of these issues. I think what's one of the striking things to note about the Lisbon Treaty this time compared to the first time is that the popularity of the government has plummeted since the first Lisbon Treaty, and that might lead you to think that there would be quite a sizable negative reaction in terms of a further negative vote at Lisbon too. But Irish people seem to be well able to disentangle their deep dislike of the government on the one hand from their ability to make judgments about issues relating to Europe and the Lisbon Treaty on the other.